Meditation is only as good as the meditator. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. Meditation is only as good as the meditator. Well, that's obvious. What kind of meditation do I do? Do I meditate on things I wish were so? Do I meditate on things that might be so? Do I meditate on things that other people have? Do I meditate on a world condition that does not exist? Do I meditate on things that I wish? Well, if that's what I meditate on, then that's just where they stay. They just stay right there on the I wish. They just stay right there on the I hope. Just stay right there on never will be, but just something lovely to think about. Meditation is only as good as the meditator. Now, if you're a good meditator, you know how to meditate. Now, meditation means to think about. What do you think about? What sort of things do you think about? Do you think about something that you'd like to have happen? Or something that would be wonderful if it had happened? Or something that is good? Now, I'm talking with Ellen right now, and we're talking about sort of recreating her father. Now, she had a super dad, but he was not the total dad that he could be. So, I'm saying to Ellen, now, let's just let go of your mental images of your dad, of all the wonderful pictures you have in your mind of your father, of all the attitudes that you experienced with him and the great things that he had done. And let's go into the Wikipedia, and this is on the internet now, or into your dictionary or encyclopedia, and let's look up father. Let's look up father. What does father mean? What does dad mean? What does husband mean? What does father mean? Just what does daddy mean? We really don't know what it means. We think we do, but we don't. What is the ideal father? Who is the ideal father? What represents the ideal father? The father of our country. The father of the Hebrew nations. The father of an idea. The father of the concept of the family. The father of the family. What are all these things? What is the noun, the adjective, the adverb, the preposition? What are all these things? Well, when you look these up in Wikipedia, you come up with some very interesting ideas about them. And what are you developing? You are developing the concept father. And once you begin to have the concept father, then you can begin thinking about what it is that you are experiencing or would like to experience. Now, is your father a thoughtful, loving, wonderful man who is always there for you whenever you need him? Well, now, that's one definition. That's kind of a nice definition, isn't it? Is your father a leader? Is he someone who shows the way for you and the family? Is your father a wealthy man? Is your father a healthy man? Is your father a happy man? Is your father a good man? Is your father a... Wow, there are so many possibilities. Well, now, let's just take all those possibilities and wrap them together and come up with what father means. What is the ideal father? Well, there's really no ideal father. What is the concept father? There you go. The concept father is more than the ideal. The ideal would be if all these things were true. And that would be a lovely ideal. But we're dealing with a concept. So let's just look at the concept. The concept of a car. It's a vehicle with, so to speak, four wheels and rubber tires and gasoline engine usually. But now the car is changing. It has electric engine. It has battery engine. It has tires that are made so that you can you won't float on the surface of the road when it's wet, because you won't have that happening to you, because there are new tires, and then there are new aspects of things that are coming out, tires that are thinner, tires that are smaller, tires that are, and that's all to the tire. Now, it's still a tire. Now, is one an ideal and the other? No, they're all possibilities. They're all possibilities. We have the possibility of having any type of car, any type of tire, any type of father, any type of head of our household that we want. But let's look up the word. Let's look up the meaning of these words. Let's look up the possibilities that they mean. Now, that's meditating. And when I meditate on these possibilities, when I meditate on these meanings for the word Father, then I begin to come with the concept of what Father is. Now, my own father was who he was. Fine, upstanding, a man with great integrity, with so many wonderful features about him. But he had also other features that were not so wonderful. And he just didn't have time for doing the things I wanted him to do. He just didn't have time to be with me as much as I wanted him to be. And that's not so wonderful. Well, is that bad or good? Well, that's something to think about. What is my concept of a father? My concept of a father is a father who always has time for me, who always has time for every one of my dreams, and every one of my, I want to talk to him, and I want to share with him, and I want him to sort of encourage me, enthuse me, inspire me about all the great possibilities that I can be. Yeah, that's my dad. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Isn't that great? Well, you see, these are all possibilities. These are all from the realm of the concept that we want to do. When we meditate on anything, a good meditator meditates on the concept. But the good meditator not only emphasizes on the concept, thinking in the past does not accomplish in the now. So, we don't worry about what has gone before. We don't worry about what is to come. We only concern ourselves with the now. What is the ideal father now? So we meditate on the now. We meditate on what is taking place right this moment. We meditate on fait accompli, that which is fulfilled at this moment. Are you ready to have completed what you're meditating on? Then think about it as being completed. Think about the work as being done. We're putting up a little control sign on the roadway around our property here. We have 100 square acres here, 104, and we have a road that goes all the way around the external part of the property. Well, we have international travelers that go through the area sometimes, and these are illegal immigrants. And then we also have the Border Patrol, who are seeking to stop the illegal immigrants. And so the Border Patrol comes onto our property on our private road, and they see a long stretch there of a mile, and they say, "Wow, yes," and they step on the gas, and they go zroom, sailing along as though this is some speedway. And I walk along these roads, and I come up across these roads, and all of a sudden here the car is sailing across right in front of me, and I think to myself, "My goodness, goodness, I think we should tell them the speed limit is less." So, oh, a couple of years ago, I bought some 15-mile-an-hour speed limit signs, and I put one up on the internal path, which leads from the Far Valley Gate up to the main monastery. And but we have very little traffic on that road. Most of our traffic comes in off Las Montanas. And so at the top of the hill where you come in off the Las Montanas Gate, before you turn on the speedway, I have Brian putting in the 15-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. It is done. Brian said, "Where do you want the sign?" And I said, "At this location. There's a white poster there now." And he says, "Oh, great, that's easy." And so I knew. For me, the sign was already there. For me, the sign was already done. I meditated upon it. What would be the best place to have it? Another place was just as the walkway comes out up by the swimming pool. And so I had the sign put up there. So now, when the Border Patrol rides on our property and they come to these signs and they say 15 miles an hour, they'll slow down to 15 miles an hour and drive very cautiously, and I can walk along and step out from the bushes into the road as our pathways cross over there and not be fearful for the speedy Gonzaleses that are coming by as the Border Patrol. But you see, it's already done. It's already done. And my meditation is complete. And so I said to Ellen, "I'll put those signs up." And Ellen says, "No, Brian is coming today. Let him do that." And so Brian came by and said, "Where do you want it?" And I said, "Where I want it." You see, it was already a done deal in my mind, already a done deal in my own attitude, in my own thinking. And it is a done deal, period. Meditation is only as good as the meditator. And when I meditate upon things that are done already now. Not will be, not can be, not should be, not I'd like it so, but it's already done. My visualization is that it's done. Just like the visualization of Ellen of a new attitude about her father, how wonderful he was in the past. She only covered the little surface of how wonderful he is. Now that she begins to understand what father means, she'll realize that he was a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious dad and incomparable. And that's the way we want to meditate. Incomparable. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.